Phoenix Audio presents
Paper Doll by Robert B. Parker. Luden Tripp, wearing a seersucker suit and a Harvard tie, sat in my office on a very nice day in September and told me he'd looked into my background and might hire me. "Oh, boy," I said. "You've had some college," Tripp said. He was maybe 50, a tall, angular man with a red face. He held a typewritten sheet of paper in his hand, reading it through half glasses. "No harm to it," I said. I thought I was going to do something else.
"I went to Harvard. You played football in college?"
I nodded. He didn't care if I nodded or not, but I liked to.
"You were a prize fighter?"
Nod.
"You fought in Korea. Were you an officer?"
"No."
"Too bad. After that, you were a policeman."
Nod.
"This presents a small problem. You were dismissed. Could you comment, please, on that?"
"I am trustworthy, loyal, and helpful, but I struggle with obedient." Tripp smiled faintly.
"I'm not looking for a Boy Scout," he said.
"Next best thing," I said.
"Well," Tripp said, "Lieutenant Quirk said you could be annoying, but you were not undependable."
He's always admired me.
"Obviously you are independent," Tripp said. "I understand that. I've had my moments. He who would be a man must be a nonconformist."
I nodded encouragingly.
"Do you know who said that?" Tripp asked.